ABC. Always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
A former president picked a winner. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Trump back to J.D. Vance, now the Republican Senate nominee in Ohio.
The people who are caught between the corrupt political class of the left and the right, they need a voice.
Vance beat several other GOP candidates and will now face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Everyone is welcome in this campaign.
Ryan hopes as well to add to the slimmest of Democratic majorities in the Senate by flipping a seat that is coveted by the GOP in its quest to win back Senate control.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Russia's intensifying attacks across Ukraine with nearly 50 airstrikes yesterday alone, hitting that steel mill again where Ukrainian civilians and troops are holed up in nearly destroyed Mariupol. More than 100 civilians did evacuate earlier.
You can't imagine how scary it is when you sit in a shelter in a wet and damp basement, which is bouncing, shaking. When we were able to go outside this week, I saw the sun for the second time in 2 months.
Another comedian attacked on stage, this time Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl last night. He wasn't hurt, but Fox's Jill Nato says the attacker was when others attacked him.
He's said to have suffered a broken hand and dislocated elbow. Chappelle went back out on stage, joined by fellow comic Chris Rock, who reportedly joked, "Was that Will Smith?" A reference to the Oscar slap from Smith.
Abortion activists demonstrated across the country. At that pro-choice rally in Los Angeles, some protesters clashed with police, throwing rocks and bottles. One officer was injured. This after the leaked draft of the Supreme Court opinion showing conservative justices ready to undo the decision legalizing abortion in favor of states' rights. Vice President Harris blames Republican lawmakers.
Who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. What we say, how dare they?
But GOP Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox.
What this opinion does do is that it puts democracy back in the driver's seat. And I hope the court will stick with it.
America's listening to Fox News.
Noco Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're making something new with your business. To support you, Novo built a new kind of business checking. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts at novo.co/today. NOVO.co/today.
You know, every 3 seconds, there is a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name, selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, protecting your identity can be very easy thanks to LifeLock by Norton. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, it's simple and easy to protect yourself, and you'll save up to 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Hannity.
Back to that Supreme Court leaked abortion opinion. The Chief Justice calls it a betrayal intent on undermining the court's integrity, and it will not succeed, directing the marshal of the court to investigate the source of the leak, which has the abortion issue front and center in Congress again.
Senate Democrats say there is an urgency to pass legislation codifying abortion protections in the federal law.
Vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans that vote next week, even with passage unlikely in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Every American is going to see where every senator stands.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell avoided celebrating the draft opinion, signaling an end to Roe v. Wade or outlining next steps.
All of this puts the cart before the horse.
Instead, he says the focus should be on the court insider responsible for the unprecedented breach of court conduct.
And move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
After a meeting to assess the economy today, Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to later raise a key interest rate another 0.5%.
Fed officials have signaled plans for an aggressive ramp up in rate hikes to combat the hottest inflation in 40 years. In addition, investors will be tuning into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's news conference to hear his comments about how high interest rates might rise beyond this year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky and Wall Street stock futures are rising in the NBA playoffs. Boston and Memphis got even. The Celtics took game two, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 109-86. The Grizzlies tied the series with the Warriors, topping Golden State 106-101. A triple overtime thriller on the ice.
Marino scores! And Pittsburgh wins!
Evgeny Kelly Malkin's goal finally ended it. The Penguins beat the Rangers in New York 4-3 on ESPN. Calgary, Colorado, and Washington also won NHL first-round playoff opening games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. An Urbana woman admitted robbing a store, hitting an ex-girlfriend, and headbutting a police officer, headed to prison for 8 years. 26-year-old Alyssa Winston pled guilty to 3 counts in 2 criminal cases on Tuesday, and in return, prosecutor dismissed 2 other criminal cases and 2 traffic tickets. Illinois is offering $113 million in funding for community organizations working on violence prevention across the state. Funds available in neighborhoods that have experienced concentrated firearm violence, including 26 in Chicago. The effort designed to support both short-term needs and address long-term causes of firearm violence. New cancer-fighting machine ready for use at OSF Bobbitt Steely Hegeler Cancer Care Center in Danville. OSF acquired the machine in December, and it took several months to install it. The machine, a true beam radiotherapy linear accelerator, targets tumors quicker and more precisely than the center's previous linear accelerator. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Good morning. ESPN 93.5, our weather brought to you by Urbana Parks Foundation, will benefit from a barn bash with the Boat Drunks on stage May 20 at Hudson Farm. Get your $20 tickets now. Learn more at urbanaparks.org. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer, I was telling you yesterday, if we ever going to see 80, we might see 90 next week is what I saw.
If we work things out correctly, I think sometimes these models get a little too enthusiastic. They just latch onto a little piece of data and off to the races. But it's conceivable if we had some very dry grounds around here, I would certainly be on board with that. Someone's vehicle might register that, but it's all splitting hairs on what is a major pattern shift. Not the way the rest of the springtime season will go, mind you. Let's put the asterisk on that. But we think a nice window of opportunity get caught up in the backyard, the landscape guys, and of course the planting, which is in dismal numbers across the Corn Belt compared to last year and over the past 5 years. We kind of sit between two weather systems. This morning, a cool northeast wind flow. Clouds will be around, maybe some thinning at times in a couple of spots. 62-49 tonight, and here comes the rain again via the central and southern plains, but at least there's drought relief there. High temperatures here tomorrow at 65 with some late morning and more likely more widespread shower activity and a couple of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. Blustery, cold, if you will, for the time of year. Low to mid 60 degree high on Friday with shower activity and falling temperatures in the afternoon. The weekend is not bad. Better, 65 and a morning sprinkle on Saturday. Some sun to follow. Could be a stray shower late Sunday. That's a warm front that'll scoot on by, but at least 73 then. And these numbers might be on the conservative side here, just kind of doing what we've done here for 30 years. 80 on Monday, 84 to 85 on Tuesday, maybe 86, 87 next Wednesday, then late next week with the humidity, mind you, a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but enjoy the pattern shift ahead next week across the area. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
All right, there you go. There's some summer. We'll go right from, I guess, fall-type weather to summer. So we are going to see warmer temperatures. Stand by, then you'll be saying, I'm hot. Chief of Staff of Young Americans for Liberty, Sean Tima. Where are you, Sean?
Hey, calling in from Austin, Texas this morning.
Austin, Texas, Sean Tima, T-H-E-M-E-A. What is Young Americans for Liberty?
Yeah, Young Americans for Liberty, we are the only group out there that is both reaching students on college campuses, waking them up to the ideas of liberty before it's too late. And I'm especially grateful for that as a former progressive. I'm slowly recovering still. But waking them up to the ideas of liberty and then also getting them involved in the political process, placing them on campaigns, knocking doors, and turning out the vote for state representatives and state senators across the country.
Well, hold on here. What is your definition? You could not have. What is your definition of progressive, Sean?
Well, look, I walked into college in 2012. I voted for Obama. I thought that government was the answer to all our problems. But between just the craziness that I was hearing in the classroom with CRT and this extremist Marxist rhetoric, I thought, geez, this doesn't sound right. I mean, there's got to be a better way, but I don't know where to go. And thankfully, Young Americans for Liberty was there to show me, actually, yeah, if you just follow the Constitution and limit government, things will be on a better path.
Well, maybe you're a former Democrat. Progressive to me is like, you know, no police, no borders, no prison stuff. That's nuts. That's not a Democrat anymore. That's a progressive.
Yeah, whatever you want to slice it, I was not in favor of the government getting the hell out of our lives, but now I know better.
All right, what do you see last night in all these primaries, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania? Was there a trend? What's your read, Sean?
Well, look, I think that the biggest trend that we saw, or rather the most important takeaway, comes out of Ohio, right? Two things are shown there, in particular, with J.D. Vance in that Senate race. One, that the Trump bump still matters, right? People were saying that his endorsement wouldn't carry any weight. They were proven wrong from what Vance emerged on top. But also that Vance's ideas matter. I mean, he was the only candidate from the onset, in earnest, who was saying there should be no American involvement in Ukraine. We shouldn't be sending troops or funding over there while we've got all these problems at home we have to take care of. And so it's good to see that America first ideology is ringing true and ringing true with voters.
Okay. All right. So Ohio, anything in North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania that jumped out to you?
Yeah, well, we still got these Georgia and North Carolina primaries ongoing. In Indiana, we saw some big wins actually at the state level. We saw, the establishment GOP in Indiana was spending a ton of money against these liberty insurgent candidates who challenged their inaction on the lockdowns, who challenged their inaction on COVID restrictions and constitutional carry that's just passed in Indiana. And we saw a couple incumbents taken out in Indiana at the state level as well. So while that may not reach the national attention or the national media, we are seeing liberty candidates prevailing at the state level on the ground up.
All right, tell me what you thought of the leak at the Supreme Court that Politico broke about Roe v. Wade and the impact that it could have in the fall.
Yeah, well, I think that this was intentional. If I had to take a guess, right, I think this kind of woke mobster should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I mean, we cannot get out there and be leaking Supreme Court cases for political gain. The left, right, they have nothing to run on right now. Biden's poll numbers are tanking. You see support among young people dropping with Biden. You see this insurgency, this almost guaranteed red wave coming on. And, I think this was a political hit job and that we should find this person. And, Anthony Sabatini in Florida said, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
But think about this now. What would divert attention from the dumpster fire that is this administration? I mean, it's a mess. So you pull this thing and all of a sudden the Republicans are going to kill us. Look, they're anti-everything. And this has united a little bit of that base. And maybe that's the overarching plan is to rally. There's nothing else to get to bring them together.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And, regardless of whatever you think about abortion, I mean, the left really threw out their moral high ground and their rationale on Roe v. Wade and on abortion this past year when you got My Body, My Choice. Oh, that doesn't really apply anymore when you've got these vaccine mandates, right? Everyone's got to take the vaccine. And the idea that, women's rights should be protected. I mean, the newest Supreme Court justice can't even define what a woman is. So, they're going to do some big logical jumps and go through some, cartwheels to get back on that ground.
Well, it's never going to be.
I completely agree.
It's not going to be illegal. It's just going to go to the states, right?
Yeah, no, it will be down to the state representatives and the elected officials of the state to decide, what is going to happen. And I think we're going to see a big divide and some clear lines being drawn if this does get overturned over the next couple of years and what states look like.
All right, so a former reformed, I guess, Democrat/liberal, it's Sean Tima. How do people find you at Young Americans for Liberty?
Yes, you can go to yaliberty.org. And we are on Facebook, the newly freed Twitter, and all social platforms, yaliberty.org.
When you talk to a fellow, I don't know what you guys are at 18 to 34, do you get yelled at, screamed at? Do they need a safe room? What's your take of some of the guys your age?
Yeah, well, we train our students to get out there and to, when we're reaching new people, to do so not from a place of, throwing, basic economics at them, trying to hit them over the head with a book, but just meeting them where they're at, right? If you ask a college student, do you support free speech? Hey, do you think that the government should take half your income? Do you support the right to privacy and the government not endlessly spying on you? I mean, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say yes, and that's when you can reach them and say, okay, cool, come to our meeting, learn more about why the ideas of liberty are right for you. So our ideas are mainstream. It's just how we message them.
Well, all right, so go ahead, pretend I'm 25, 26, and throw me a question. I'll tell you what they're going to say.
Yeah, they absolutely will. Hey, do you think it's fair that the government should take more than half of what you earn?
Well, it's for the right reasons. What's, are you a hater? What's your problem? Where are you from?
I'm not a hater. I just think you should decide what's best with your money instead of people in D.C. spending it willy-nilly. Hey, why don't you come to our meeting? We can debate this more, and I'll show you more about the ideas of liberty and how they're right for you.
Good for you. I mean, that's great, because they're going to call you a bigot, homophobe, racist, whatever the word of the day is, and unfair, greedy. Because sometimes you can't even talk to them. They're not. It's just a different reality, right?
Yeah, some people don't want to engage, and you know, if they want to be stubborn, that's on them. But I mean, once a lot of these people start working, they start to see the light. But we want to reach them before then.
Sean Thema, Thema. Again, it's YA. Say again.
YALiberty.org.
Sean, nice to meet you.
You as well.
He is ESPN 93.5/716. On your morning sports headlines now, Diane Ducey is off today. The Cardinals' offense is struggling. Here's John and Ricky.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and just too much Brad Keller last night. 6 1/3 innings with 4 hits. He walked 3, struck out 2. The Cardinals couldn't score against him. They managed only 1 run against the bullpen. That was against former Reds left-hander Amir Garrett, and Kansas City won 7-1.
A quality start for Dakota Hudson. Not his best start, but he was able to go 6 innings, only gave up 3 runs. Unfortunately, the Cardinals couldn't get anything going offensively. They had just 6 hits in the game. Didn't strike out a lot. They just could not find any holes.
What has happened to the offense?
Well, it's amazing. They're just not squaring the ball up. They seem to be maybe a little bit over-anxious at the plate at times, starting to chase a little bit more, all about pitch recognition and timing, and you just hope that they get that figured out quickly, because we've got a road trip ahead of us, 5 games ahead, before coming back home to St. Louis.
It's a day game today, beginning at 12:10. We're going to be on the air at 11:15 this morning. Ricky will have the lineups at high noon. Tommy Edman had 2 hits. Let's hope he can build on that today. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
All right, in the Subway Series in Chicago, the White Sox beat the Cubs 3-1. Cardinals will play at 12:10 in Kansas City. I think they're trying to beat the weather to change that time. Cubbies host the White Sox tonight at Wrigley. NBA playoffs, Grizzlies beat the Celtics 106-101. Celtics beat the Bucks 109-86. Both of those series are tied at a game apiece. And there's a quick check of your sports headlines. Weather, it's skincare month, and Carl Dermatology suggests sunscreen of 30 SPF when you go outside. Protect your skin. Learn more. If you want to know more, you learn more at carl.org/dermatology. All right, ESPN 93.5. Warm weather is not that far ahead.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and the Saturday. We sit between two weather systems, but the first that came through here over the past 24 hours still generating a fair amount of cloudiness and a cool northeast wind flow on its heels. A new system out of the southern plains, and a third one due in at some point mid to late next week. But ahead of that, a pattern shift into summer-like warm. Well, we'll certainly throw things into reverse or forward around here, depending on your perspective. Weather-wise, quite a dramatic shift expected here temperature-wise next week. On the cool side, have average at 62 with lots of clouds for the day-to-day. A north-northeast wind down at 49 tonight. More rain back in the forecast late morning and afternoon tomorrow. We'll have around 65. It'll be a breezy and showery Friday up to about 66 and falling, but better for the weekend. A sprinkle Saturday morning. Afternoon sun. We'll have to 65. Maybe a shower in spots late Sunday, but 73. And here come readings into the low to mid-80s and more humidity in the air as well, like we need that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
At Busey Bank, we understand you have a vision for your future, and we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams.
Since 1868, we've invested in recruiting and retaining the best and brightest associates. UC's unique culture is one that values and supports you, provides opportunities for growth, and is much more than a job. It's a career. Build relationships, build community, and build your career at UC Bank. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity employer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today. Investors are also looking at more earnings news. Uber is reporting business that improved from a year ago, though the company's still losing money. Shares of its competitor Lyft are lower after its disappointing forecast. CVS Health's earnings top forecasts, and the company's raising its expectations for the year. Both its pharmacy services and health insurance units saw business improve. CVS says it administered more than 6 million COVID-19 tests and more than 8 million COVID vaccines in the first quarter. Vaccine maker Moderna and hotel giant Marriott also reported upbeat quarters. Airbnb expects to make a profit this year. The vacation rental company reported an upbeat quarter and is raising its expectations for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, Bob Banana had their Lincolnshire Homes field listed with another agent, and after 151 days on the market, it was still unsold. They had already purchased another home, so they had to kind of get the previous home sold, because in doing so, they'd be mortgage-free. So they relisted the home, relisted it with Nate Evans and his team, and they went to work doing kind of some things that maybe should have been done in the first place, undoing some of the mistakes the previous agent had made. Putting the right marketing plan together, having a few low-budget cosmetic improvements, kind of a good presentation, first impressions. Within a few short weeks now, it had been on the market 151 days, within a few short weeks, the home was sold. $407,000. Bob and Anna got the result they were looking for. They were mortgage-free then and off to their next home. If you want to sell your home quickly without the hassles of a traditional listing, do you want the highest possible offer for the sale of your home? Well, call the only agent we call. It's Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group. And start packing.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Murphy with OSF Healthcare. I'm the new orthopedic surgeon. I have some tips to help you get out and about. My biggest advice is to stay active. Try and stay active with your joints. If you have a joint that's acting up, come on and see us at OSF Healthcare right away. There's lots that we can do to help you just stay active and stay limber. Be sure to warm up extra, especially when you're being active. Take time to stretch. Increase your flexibility. Whether you're a seasoned athlete or a weekend warrior, both need some stretching prior to strenuous activity, and be sure to cool down after activities. Take that extra few minutes to get your body in tune and ready for physical activity so you can avoid that potentially devastating injury. Be sure to listen to your body. Make sure that you get adequate nutrition, adequate stretching, adequate rest after activities, both with operations and with non-operative treatment. So we're available and looking to help people. For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Get your swimsuits ready. Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center is opening on May 28th for all ages. The outdoor pool has water slides, a dump bucket, climbing wall, sand play area, and more. This fun in the sun features punch cards that are a great economical way to attend the pool. Buy 5 and 10 punch admissions at the pool or call 217-367-1544. Sit back and relax with some sun, fun, and swimming at Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. For more details, visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
You might have heard about Bulldog Disposal's new doggy bag service, but how does it actually work?
The doggy bag worked out really great for our family. We've been renovating our home, and so they were able to drop off the bag to us, and we got to fill it up as we needed, and just got to sit there until we were finished. And when we were finished, they came, picked it up, and took it away. It was awesome.
Order one for yourself by calling Bulldog Disposal at 217-841-2629. That's 841-2629. Or learn more at bulldoggybag.com.
Yep, that's it. Right there. That's what we're doing. It's Stever, the programmer. I, Stevie J, hand you cash to spend at said business. Today, said business is Bulldog Disposal. Phil's a cool guy. He does those roll-off dumpsters. And he said, you know, sometimes, as is the case, you have a dumpster and it's like something got delayed and dumpster's sitting there and he needs his dumpster back. So he came up with this doggy bag, and that's what we're calling it. But it's a canvas bag that can actually hold unbelievable amount. It folds up to about, I'm not sure, folds up to like a, I don't know, 2 feet by 2 feet. And then you unwind that thing and all of a sudden, boom, you got yourself 6 cubic yards. What's 6 cubic? It's big. It's a lot. Some guy redid his bathroom, put all the tile, everything went in that thing, and all of a sudden he had 1,900 pounds in the thing, and it worked. 1,900 pounds in 6 cubic, that's huge. So if you want a doggy bag, here's the Stever offer. I'm going to give you one. I'll have Phil deliver it to your home. You have to live in Champaign County. He'll deliver it to your home, and then I'll give you like 3 months to fill it up. He'll come and take it away for $175. I'll pay for that, too. So this is my attempt to help you spring clean and get that garage going, man. Come on, man. You can do it. It is Phil at Bulldog Disposal, and you can get it done if you just text me, 217-359-2255. Just text in doggy bag. And I'll take care of a few people today for this deal. All right? So if you want me, Stevie J, to pay your way here, you'll have, of course, the 2 or 3 months and then a little information on how it all went with our little survey feedback form that we'll have you fill out as well. Well, that's your deal. It's Stever, 217-359-2255. I'm having the doggy bag delivered to you. And then I'll give you 3 months to fill it up. And then I'll have Phil pick it up. And I'm paying for that for $175. So it's a couple of $100 here. It's like the doggy bag's $35. It's a one-time use for the doggy bag. And then you really fill it up. So send in the term or the words doggy bag to be eligible for my unusual offer from Bulldog Disposal. They're the orange Bulldog Disposal roll-off dumpsters you see all over the place. But I'm happy to help you because you know what? You'll feel better when you finally do that thing you've been meaning to do. And you've been reminded to do a few times. All right, 217-359-2255. All right, what does all of this mean? What does it all mean? But Diane, by the way, is off today. What does it all mean? Well, that's what we get with Ed Martin, the president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund for the Phyllis Schlafly Group and Organization. We'll get Ed on the phone. Brother Johnny's standing by. He's at Bible study in New Orleans. He'll duck out of Bible study for a few. And we'll catch up with Johnny coming up as well. All right. It's ESPN 93.5. We are going to the Cardinal-Baltimore Oriole game. I know. Baltimore? Yeah, but it's a day game. We don't like going on the weekends. It's too expensive, so we figured out a better price. We figured that any bus trip would be great because it's been a couple of years since we could do a Cardinal bus trip. We try to do Cardinals and Cubs. It would have cost you $800 for 2 tickets to sit in a suite, which is what we wanted to do this year. It would have cost $400 a ticket had we done a Cub-Cardinal game because it was all weekends. So we picked a Thursday with the Baltimore Orioles, and we got a bus. It's one bus, And I thought, frankly, very honestly, I thought if Stevie J came to your house and said, hey, we're going bowling, you'd get on, right? To do something. So if you want to join us, the tickets for this are $195 each, but these are in the National Car Rental Suite. So all your food and drinks are free. And you're going on a bus. And I'm buying the gas. And I just got a... Tim had sent me the number for diesel and for truck drivers. It's the highest he's ever seen at like $5.50. That's why inflation's going nuts. Anyway, I digress. What I'll do is I'll pay for the bus, pay for the gas, pay for all the food and drinks in the suite. You just text in bus trip if you want to go. 217-359-2255. We are going a week from tomorrow, May 12, 8 o'clock from the First Christian Church of Champaign at Staley and Curtis. Leave your car parked there. Hopefully back by 7. Now we're talking. All right, 217-359-2255. Text in bus trip if you want to know more about that. 7:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Oklahoma's governor signs a ban on most abortions as the Supreme Court, if a leaked opinion holds up, plans to reverse federal abortion rights.
The latest Fox News poll found half of respondents think abortion should be banned after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Slightly more think it should be banned after 15 weeks. And yet, 63% think the Roe versus Wade ruling, which legalized abortions, should stand. 44% think it should be legal or in most cases legal. And 54% said they think the procedure should be illegal or mostly illegal.
Fox is Jessica Rosenthal. Convicted murderer Carmen Deck is executed in Missouri.
He'd been convicted of robbing a couple in their rural East Missouri home in 1996 and then shooting them to death. As he lay on a gurney in the death chamber, media observers say Deck turned and looked at those gathered in the witness room and seemed to mouth the words, "I'm sorry."
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
To look at local news, I'm Joe Miller. City of Champaign installing automated license plate readers to be used by the police department. Nearly four dozen units installed throughout the community. The use of the readers authorized by the city in December for a two-year trial period. Readers going to be used primarily to focus on areas that have experienced increased gun violence in recent years. University of Illinois isn't planning on adding men's ice hockey. Director of Athletics Josh Whitman announcing the school will discontinue efforts to pursue the sport. He said it's been determined that it isn't viable to bring Division I men's ice hockey to the university at this time. He says the decision was made following more than 5 years of extensive evaluation. A new cancer-fighting machine ready for use at OSF Bobbitt Staley Hegler Cancer Care Center in Danville. OSF acquired the machine in December, and it took several months to install it. The machine targets tumors quicker and more precisely than the center's previous linear accelerator. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday still stuck in the midst of slow-moving, low-pressure system over the heart of the Midwest. Spiraling bands of energy and hence spiraling bands of shower activity and spells of rain for the next 24 to 36 hours. A brief reprieve back into some sunshine, some short-term drying Friday and seasonal temperatures. Looks like we'll move back into chillier weather for the weekend and more wet weather for next week. Heading towards an early afternoon high today around 60, then falling temperatures on south-southwesterly winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. And yeah, there will be additional spells of rain and shower activity from time to time. You better rumble of thunder. Occasional rain tonight, not a big out near 40. Broken record tomorrow, occasional rain. Variably cloudy skies up to 47 on a west-northwest wind. Some sunshine, stiff west wind, not so chilly on Friday at 54. Colder for the weekend. Nights will be down here into the 20s come Sunday morning. 45 Saturday, 47 on Sunday. More rain Monday to Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ulrich. Greg Solier.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Here's what's on sale right now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Thanks, Chris. We have Frigidaire dishwashers, $150 off.
Incredible savings. Let's go to the phone lines now. Caller, are you there?
Hey, this is Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, this music is loud.
We have top mount refrigerators in stock. Washing machines starting at $529. Ranges and microwaves in stainless steel. Plus free financing available. Wow!
When you need to sell your home, no one makes it easier than my buddy Nate Evans at eXp Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Why? Why wouldn't you want to work at Gale Frerichs Trucking? Drivers are home on weekends. And when rates go up, you get a raise. Drivers are averaging 70 cents per mile, paid holidays and vacations, and monthly operations and safety bonuses. On, man. Call GFT today. Gale Frerichs Trucking, 765-793-7131. That's Gale Frerichs Trucking, GFT, 765-793-7131. Call today.
Yeah, I talked to Shannon Bream yesterday from Fox News Television.
One of those tightly locked places where the justices, whether they agree or not on the issues, they're very protective of each other and of the court. So this is a big shocker for Washington and beyond, for sure.
Okay, so what happens now?
That's going to be interesting to find out because, listen, I am confident the Chief Justice is going to spare no expense or resource or time getting to the bottom of this. He cares very passionately about the institution of the court. I mean, he's the one protecting it and has spoken about that publicly many, many times. So I think he is going to want an answer. I do think we'll eventually get a name. Whether the person steps up and takes responsibility themselves, I think that's a possibility because there's a lot of praise out there on the left saying this person was brave and they stood up and they may have, you know, saved the access to abortion. So I wouldn't doubt that that person might at some point out themselves.
It's Wednesday. Having trouble with our social media just as well. Brother Johnny's down at Bible Study in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie J, good morning.
Good to have you on. Ed Martin, President, Eagle Forum, Education Legal Defense Fund, lawyer, advanced degrees, New York Times bestselling author. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Good morning. From the swamp. A lot to talk about.
Boy, is there ever. All right. Ed, firstly, what did you see in primaries? Anything that could be a bellwether to the fall midterms?
Well, you know, the biggest race was this J.D. Vance U.S. Senate race in Ohio. And Donald Trump 3 weeks ago endorsed, there were three candidates, and there really were four that were well-financed in the Senate race. I mean, big time. A guy named Mandel, you know, who was a very, you know, former statewide official and had lots of money, and J.D. Vance endorsed by Trump won. And so, you know, begrudgingly, you're seeing the coverage say Trump's endorsement was the factor. His brand is strong. Now, I do like to point out to people, J.D. Vance won, and I like the guy a lot, but he won with 26% of the vote. So the endorsement got 26% of the vote. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's like when Trump won in the election in 2016, people don't remember. He was winning with 30% of the vote because there was five other guys in the race at the time, guys, maybe one gal, but so anyway, I think that was the big takeaway, and that happened because pretty much across the country. If you were a Trump person with an endorsement and had the basics, you won. And now they're writing all these articles dramatically that it's Trump's party, which I've been saying for, you know, a year and a half or 2 years. So I think that's a big takeaway and a big deal.
I think he's got a chance to beat the Democrat, who's Tim Ryan, is not a weak Democrat, but Ohio's pretty reddish right now.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah. That's how you learn as a candidate, guys. I mean, the late Phyllis Schlafly used to say this to me. We'd laugh about it. She ran for Congress twice and lost. I ran for Congress and Attorney General in Missouri and lost both races. And you learn more by losing, but you do learn. A lot of it has to do with what year you're on the ballot. And as you point out, Ohio's not going to go blue this year. It doesn't matter who's running. I just think people are sick of it. Inflation, gas prices, lack of oil energy, oil independence or energy independence. I just think you're right about that, Johnny. I think Vance is on a glide track to win. He'll have to work at it, but I think that's true in Ohio.
All right, so what is your take, Johnny, of the Supreme Court leak? And would this not be a perfect Pelican brief that we find out that inside the parking garage was Stephen Breyer handing us the political or something?
Well, the first thing I got to tell you, Steve, when I was watching city after city set on fire and the open borders and crime through the roof and just one revelation that, no, that wasn't true and no, that wasn't true, the leak of the draft brief from the court just didn't rock me like I'm hearing, oh, I can't believe it. And it's like, well, what do you expect right now? And I think it's a Hail Mary. I agree with that it's to distract and cause a movement to roil things up. And I don't know what good the political strategist might think will come of that, Eddie. At this point, I think it's still going to blow back on the Democrats. But I think that's the point. And I think they have this total belief, almost a religion, that most people want to have abortions. And I don't know that they're correct about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I you know, Johnny, that's an important point. I think, you know, they used the George Floyd situation to roil up people. It was hard to be against. I mean, it really was hard for a lot of Americans to be against Black Lives Matter because it's kind of a trick box. But it's hard to get people to be for abortion on demand. It's not quite the same thing. So I don't think it works as a political thing. I will make this observation, CBJ, as a lawyer and as someone I clerked at the Court of Appeals level just below the Supreme Court, this is a stunning thing to have happen. You can say, I agree with Johnny, it shouldn't have been unexpected because the world is upside down, but this is really stunning. And here's what I would say. This is the way I see it. If you hate American institutions, then you love lying about abuse by clergy, abuse by rabbis. I'm not saying there wasn't abuse, but you denigrate the whole institution. If you love destroying American institutions, you love watching the FBI become partisan. You love watching them lie in court. And right now what we saw was for 40 years, the left was happy to say the Supreme Court is really perfect. Because why? Because they got them Roe v. Wade. They changed the definition of marriage. The black-robed oligarchs were doing all the left-wing stuff. Now that they're about to do conservative stuff, the left is happy to burn the building down, right, and burn the institution to the ground and say it's not credible. That's what they're doing. By the time you get to whatever the decision is in 8 weeks, you're going to say, hey, that institution's not credible. Not for you and me, but for half the country. By the way, a guy who clerked for the Supreme Court that I talked to yesterday, he said what they ought to do is release the decision today. Because the longer they wait to say what is the decision, the more people are going to wonder what's happening. And they should just pull the Band-Aid off, punch back, and put the decision out.
And I would, I've been using the word constitutional instead of conservative lately because, number one, they branded conservatives bad. But number two, it's really becomes a whether we want to remain under the Constitution that has worked so well. And, Stevie, it's much more in line with the Constitution to let the states decide. Abortion, unfortunately, will not go away. About half the states are going to have abortion unlimited, just like they've got now. And but about half of them will get to, you know, make the laws that they want. And I think that's it's the United States, but we're not one state. And I think that keeps us safe because you get all sides of the story. And what we're seeing now, Eddie, again, is the progressives do not want both sides of the story, period. They're tired of it.
Right.
They want to end it. They got to have it their way, and that's not a healthy republic by any means.
Well, how do we get back to that, or is there ever getting back to that? And how, when Dave Chappelle, who's been outspoken about some of this woke stuff, he got attacked on stage last night. I don't know if you guys heard that, but somebody, an audience member, took him down. They grabbed him. I think Dave Chappelle broke his hand or whatever happened. But there's a comedian or whatever thought-provoking guy gets attacked on stage. You have all this going on. I mean, these are people that truly want, they think America's evil, they're bad. And now I think possibly based on what's happened here with the Supreme Court and the blue states, I mean, J.B. Pritzker jumped out and said abortion will always be legal when I'm the governor of the state. That's already coming out with these governors in blue states. But won't it be, Ed, that the people in Illinois will go to Missouri or Indiana and the people in Indiana will go to Illinois and we'll just kind of divide up? We'll go to our own corners? Is that going to happen?
Well, but I mean, I'm with Johnny on this. I mean, this is how America's always been, right? I mean, if you were, and frankly, you know, the left's attempt to rewrite the history of the Civil War includes, you know, we're supposed to only focus on race. A lot of it had to do with the economy and the agriculture versus big business. I mean, there's always going to be some of that. But I'm back to another thing. Something that haunted me, guys. I was doing a radio interview yesterday morning, and I hadn't been paying attention, I guess, to the news. Naomi Judd killed herself, right? I mean, we're living in a place where the media
only covers crisis. They only cover because it's their business model. And the combination of big tech and big media that wants to drive us crazy, it's working. And, you know, one of the things I would say is I think we should, like, we don't give our kids a license to drive a car until they're 16. I don't think any kid should have a smartphone until they're 16 because it's destroying people's lives. So you ask where we're going to go. I do think the beauty of what's happening is we're realizing some institutions like the media are broken, and we're searching for replacements. And there are more opportunities for what I would say is small s spiritual renewal. You know, not necessarily only religion, but the spiritual renewal. I think that's the hopeful thing because, but we've got to have some leaders willing to say that. And here's a real wrinkle, guys. I believe now that if they don't steal the elections in November, the Republicans will have the largest victory in 100 years. They're going to win everything because I think people, like Johnny said, are looking at this going, you got Joe Biden who's going to lecture me on Roe v. Wade? That's not what's in my life. Give me a break. But and so when they do, though, if Republicans do the same junk they've done before and allow it to be divisive as it was before, the public will turn them off, too. But they have a chance. And the question is whether they use the chance to do something, you know, dramatically different than's happened in the past. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm praying for it.
But I count, and Eddie, I will say, going back to the attack on Chappelle, we've always had people that would attack somebody like that. But what we've never had is a system that would say, it's okay, he was upset about what this racist was saying, and let him go. But if I attacked Elizabeth Warren, I'd be under the jail without a trial, and you'd never see me again. And so that's what's different. That really is. It's this, quote, justice method out to a certain few who think the same way. And that can't work. And I think it's evolving back, Steve, to answer your bigger question, how do you get back to it? You have to get close to the edge sometimes and hopefully not go over, and then you can recover.
Well, in other words, if kind of like a drug addict has to hit the bottom, I mean, have we hit the bottom?
Well, I don't know, but let me knocked off of Facebook if I can right now. Here's what I'd say. You want to anybody want to talk about insurrection? I represent three of the guys that are in jail in Washington, D.C. as an attorney, a pro bono attorney for these guys. They're rotting in jail for nonviolent crimes, and they have no speedy trial. It's been a year and a few months, right? But yeah, you want to see insurrection. Insurrection is a clerk or whoever of the Supreme Court leaking a decision that makes it likely that the members of the Supreme Court, the five, are now the target of murderers. I mean, you don't have to be John Wilkes Booth to think. I've sat in church in the last 2 weeks with Brett Kavanaugh. He comes to Mass at noon, 12:10, and he sat 10 rows ahead of me. There was always a marshal with him, but you know who wasn't there yesterday? Brett Kavanaugh, because the insurrectionist who leaked that decision said, I will disrupt the functioning of government in favor of what I want. That's an insurrection. And you know what we're not hearing? As you pointed out, CBJ, I know as Shannon Bream pointed out, we're not hearing that the leaker was an insurrectionist. We're hearing the leaker was a hero, and he's got a tenure track job at Yale Law School on the offing if he'll come clean the right way.
Mm. Well, the somewhat moderately viewed Justice Roberts hasn't missed any words, and I don't know that he's going to talk to him like a hero. So we'll see how they find out who it is. I would think, Eddie, you might know better. They could narrow it down to two or three people in about 10 minutes. I would think.
Oh, I think that's right. I talked to a guy who clerked on the Supreme Court. He said the universe of people is only 200 total, and you can knock it down really quickly. They can find out. But Johnny, you're wrong. I mean, you're dead wrong. Imagine the GoFundMe page for the guy or gal who resigns quickly and picks up the highest paid lawyer and starts to litigate. And you know what he'll get? He'll get a settlement for being fired. They'll get a settlement under the insurance carrier for the Supreme Court for their employment will settle, and he'll get a GoFundMe page of $50 million, and then he'll go teach ethics at William & Mary Law School like Jim Comey does.
Unreal.
Jim Comey.
Think about the irony of that coming out of our Supreme Court. And that's what I'm talking about. Our justice system is upside down. In many ways, but in this politically driven way it's the scariest thing, because that's how a totalitarian operation works. You agree with the state, or you just don't have any place in it. That's how it works.
Mm. Right.
Scary times, there is no doubt. Scary times these days. And I'm wondering if this whole, I've seen Mark Penn, former Clinton pollster, on the television a number of times saying, if they don't change course, this is a disaster for Democrats. But what else could rally the way they're going to rally with all the things being said now about this leak? And that certainly could be a political strategy. There's nothing else that could get everybody on the page except something like this, Ed.
Well, I mean, look, I think this is a bit of a Hail Mary, and I think the good news is I think Johnny put his finger on it. I think it's kind of the wrong one. Normal Americans don't like abortion, right? Even if they think it should be safe, legal, and rare. And so when you say if Roe v. Wade is reversed, you can still have your abortion in California, that sort of changes. People don't get as motivated. So I don't think it – and you go talk to African Americans. I've done this as when you're trying to talk to voters. They don't get excited about abortion. It's not, that's not what they say motivates them. So I think they'll go on to another hoax. And the next hoax will be what? It could be war. It could be nuclear war, by the way. I mean, Joe Biden is talking about $33 billion to the Ukraine. We're not supposed to be fighting Russia, but you got more and more people, the defense secretary, saying something like it's a proxy war. Well, if I'm in Russia and you say you're in a proxy war with me, I say, okay, we're in a proxy war now. So I think one of the hoaxes could be a war. I think what you'll see is the economy, they'll have some numbers that look good. But here's a wild card, guys. No one has gotten to the bottom of how in 6 or 8 jurisdictions in 2020, when the rest of the country went a different direction, 6 or 8 jurisdictions had record turnout and had record votes for Joe Biden. Not the whole country, just in Maricopa County and Montgomery County and other places. No one's gotten to the bottom of that. And in fact, if we talk about it for much longer, we'll get knocked off all of the social media. Yeah. So the other way they can do this is Pelosi can take her millions, hundreds of millions, in campaign money, as well as trillions in money given out to COVID people, and they can find a way to steal the election. That's the other option. And then they'll say, oh boy, the record turnout in these places was based on these hot button issues.
Yeah.
And the media will ratify the hoax and say that's the truth.
It all comes out of the main population centers. They can't do it for the Congress. It just, they can't, they don't, as impressive as these people are, they can't. They haven't got the structure. It's going to be a pretty fair vote in most congressional districts, and that means the Democrats, I think, Steve, are pretty well shot. It's May. There's always a chance, but the issues they're clinging to now aren't selling. Eddie, nobody likes to talk about abortion. They don't want to get an argument over it. I'm tired of it. It's 50 years of it. Blah, blah, blah. So that's a terrible Hail Mary. And I don't think Putin's going to take the bait on war with the West. So,
all right, boys.
Right now, the Democrats are still going to be at the drawing board, Steve, and they're running out of time.
Here's hoping it's a Virginia sweep kind of a thing in the fall. Ed Martin, how do people connect with you?
Thank you. The best, our website, phyllisschlafly.com, has a lot of my writings and a lot of Phyllis's writings, and also John Schlafly right there. So phyllisschlafly.com, and also I'm on Twitter with Elon Musk, @EagleEdMartin on Twitter. Love to hear from the Stevie J listeners.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Johnny, back to Bible study. Pray for us.
All right, TJ.
Pray for
thank
us.
You. Thank you. Right, appreciate you it. Bye. That's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, Ed, president of Eagle Forum, Education Legal Defense Club Fund, and Johnny down at Bible Study New Orleans, Louisiana. Check your weather. Different businesses are bound to have different needs and preferences. So for your office copy and printing needs, Watts Copy Systems is your premier local partner. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428, and set up a no-cost assessment. Watts Copy, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. We sit between two weather systems, but the first that came through here over the past 24 hours still generating a fair amount of cloudiness and a cool northeast wind flow on its heels. A new system out of the southern plains, and a third one due in at some point mid to late next week. But ahead of that, a pattern shift into summer-like warmth. Well, we'll certainly throw things into reverse or forward around here, depending on your perspective. Weather-wise, quite a dramatic shift expected here temperature-wise next week. week. On the cool side, an average at 62 with lots of clouds for the day today. A north-northeast wind down at 49 tonight. More rain back in the forecast late morning and afternoon tomorrow. We'll have around 65. It'll be a breezy and showery Friday up to about 66 and falling, but better for the weekend. A sprinkle Saturday morning. Afternoon sun will have to 65. Maybe a shower in spots late Sunday, but 73. And here come readings into the low to mid 80s and more humidity in the air as well. Like we need that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soljay.
Well, it's our friend Steve Suderman. I was in Italy talking to you last week in Lucca, Italy. Nice to be back.
You brought me that Chianti, right?
Did you Venmo me? I missed that darn thing. Dang it.
No.
Oh, man, I tell you what, vino, lots of that, and it was really tasty. People that know wine told me their house wine is better than our good wine here, so.
Generally, yeah, that my brother-in-law said much the same thing. So I want to start with something that's new here. It's only at specific addresses in CU and Mahomet, Savoy Rancho and Monticello. Certain addresses qualify for T-Mobile's 5G unlimited gigs, $50 a month, all-in price, no contract, no nothing to buy, no termination fee. It is a very, very cool thing. We're coming after Comcast and Mediacom. It's just not all the towers have the radios in it yet, so it is, I think, about 20% of the town qualifies for it. So call in. We'll see if you're paying too much for internet. We might have a better deal for you. And if we don't have it today, we'll have it soon because they're going to come change out all the towers.
Yeah.
We have, yes?
I was just going to say, T-Mobile, kind of a new relationship for you?
That is a brand new relationship for us. We're not doing the phones yet, but we'll get our feet wet with the internet, and then we might be talking phones here in another month or so. We have Klipsch deals. We have the new product that they're shipping. It's about 10% above what the old models were, and we have the products. I've bought as many as they could. They're sold out at the company. You can't get these anymore. The 2021 series is available at about 30% lower than the new models, 35 in some cases. So great deals and great advances. And it's kind of the same thing with the OLEDs. We've got the new OLEDs, and they're a little better than the last ones. We've got some jaw-dropping prices on last year's models. And finally, the QD-OLED that I've been waiting for and talking about a little bit in advance, now we have them in stock. There's a new sheriff. It's the best. It's like looking out a window. It's a picture. It looks like you could just walk right into it.
Man, I tell you what, I can't imagine. I mean, you're telling me these things are just hard to imagine because I think most screens that I'm around are pretty good, but you're just telling me it's a different dimension, man.
Especially if you get that 4K content. So if you're watching something from Netflix or Prime or one of those, you know, services that really shows you the great signal. But even off my antenna, they look spectacular. So,
well, and you never get tired of seeing the best pictures. I know that. Steve Suderman's a good vibe. 50 years ago,
I'm coming home.
Steve had his sleeveless shirt, long hair, carrying big old TVs in.
Now I've got
51. Cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots, you betcha. All right, how do people find you, buddy?
We are at 2010 Round Barn Road, and we're at gvibes.com on the web. You can call us up at 351-0909.
Yeah, you probably had the hair like Tony Orlando back then, didn't you? I don't know.
I did not have bangs.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman, good vibes. Round Barn Center next to the driver's license facility. Shop local. Support them. They're great. I remember this. Tony Orlando on Dawn, right? All right. Stever offer is the Bulldog Disposal Doggy Bag. This is the canvas bag that folds up to like 2 feet by 2 feet. Then you unfold it. It keeps unfolding. It just keeps going. It'll hold up to like 2,000 pounds of stuff. I mean, it's if you're going to get that much weight in there, you got to throw a bunch of toilets in there, I suppose. But anyway, I'll give you the bag. I'll have it delivered to your home if you live in Champaign County. And then after, I'll give you 2-3 months to fill it up, and Phil will come with his crane and haul that puppy away, and I'll pay for that too. So it's like $200, $35 for the doggy bag. It's a one-time use. And then $175 to have your stuff hauled away, and you're going to feel better. Got to say, finally, I did my thing. I didn't have to get a dumpster. I got a doggy bag. It's really catching on around Central Illinois, by the way. So we've had fun with it. So if you're interested in our Stever offer, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and have you spend it at my business, today's Bulldog Disposal doggy bag. I have the doggy bag delivered to you. And then you got to actually unfold it. And then you got to put stuff in it. Then you got to call them back and they'll come and get it. And that's like $210 I'll pay. Just want you to try it. We have a few of these to do. I will happily consider you. All you have to do is text me doggy bag 217-359-2255. Text me doggy bag. If you want to receive one of these, I'll take care of you. Again, you got to live in Champaign County. Phil will deliver it. You fill it up. He'll come get it. Boom. That's all there is to it. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. Diane's off today. I'm Stevie J. We're going to break for the news, weather. Come back with Wendy Patrick, our legal expert friend. Got a few things to raise and bring up with her. Stand by. It is Wednesday. This is May whatever. Four? We'll be right back. You're